Okay, this is a fun one today. This is something that's been coming up a lot, and when I share it with people, it really gets them going, you know what, man, that makes a lot of sense. So I thought I'd share this tip with you today, and it's really about, you know, I'm trying to figure out what I want to name this one, so I'm going to probably change this post a few times, but it's just our association with money and this whole concept. I was talking to a real estate agent yesterday. She said the thing called commission breath, and I always talk about, you know, people can smell when you're trying to sell to them, and we know that. We feel that. So today's post, what I've titled it is Customers Can Smell Your Sales Breath, Psychology Insight. All right, brace yourself. Here comes the pitch. We've all been sold to, nobody likes it, and nobody wants to do it. Nobody likes selling to other people. But face it, selling's the most fundamental part of business, and nothing happens till someone has bought the thing that you have, right? And if your product's not in the hands of customers, it doesn't exist. It's just an idea. It's just a hobby, right? The thing is, nobody wants to be salesy. Everybody talks, nobody's like, yeah, I really want to come across as salesy. And when I work with sales teams and entrepreneurs, we often discuss how they're just being perceived in their process. And if you've ever been to a networking event, you know what I'm talking about. Amateurs trying to pitch their business and making others feel uncomfortable. And when you get that uncomfortable feeling, you probably think to yourself, man, I don't want to come across like that. And you're not alone. At the same time, however, we all know selling must be done for your business to succeed. So study how to sell more effectively without being salesy. Sounds simple, right? Here it is. Your psychological association with money. Often, a major setback when dealing with customers is how we feel and think about money. Ask yourself how many times you've been in a situation where you felt like you needed this sale to make your business grow. And you knew at the same time the customer could sense it. Have you ever wondered why that happens? Well, research in psychology proves that we do some very interesting things when we think about money. In his book, Thinking Fast and Slow, Daniel Kahneman, he talks about this concept of priming. And priming is essentially a stimulus that prepares us for a response to another stimulus, or the thing that happens before the thing, in my language. And priming is a very powerful tool in helping shape behavior in ourselves and others. But let's talk about money. Money priming is a really interesting concept. Kahneman references studies where they expose subjects to subtle hints of money, such as conversations about money, a screensaver that had cash on it, and a number of other things that had to do with money. Then they performed activities and analyzed people's behavior. What they found was eye-opening. In one study, they put a group of people in a room, and while they were filling out a survey, somebody would drop pencils. The people that were primed with money picked up about half the amount of pencils as the people that weren't primed with money. In the same study, they asked people to set up two chairs to have a conversation with another person. The people that were primed with money would set up the chairs on average 118 centimeters apart, and the ones that weren't primed with money would set them up at about 80 centimeters apart. What this tells us is that when we're thinking about money, subconsciously, we are more selfish and we distance ourselves from others. Whether we know it or not, you're creating barriers to having that sale. And that's what I mean when I say you can smell somebody selling something to you. So how can you sell without being salesy? The number one tip that I give my clients is to figure out before you go into a meeting what your customers, what are you actually offering them rather than what you want from them. What value are you going to give to them in exchange for what you want them to give you? When I talk about selling in stages and getting customers to make micro commitments, it's all about this great value exchange at each stage. Sometimes you just want their attention. Sometimes it's their contact info, and sometimes you ask for their time. And people value these things just as much as they value money. So what are you going to give them in return? And yes, ultimately you want their money. But the way selling works is that in order for me to give you my money, I need to feel that what you're giving me in return has value to me. So your intention should be about, how can I give value to this person? Now, this may sound like common sense, and everybody nods in agreement when I talk to them about this, but you actually have to take action on this and see it in the wild, right? Knowing and doing are always two separate things. So you have to apply this stuff. And more importantly, are you actually testing this, evaluating it, and improving on your processes? Where are you going to put this in your process? Will you go and try this to see how it works? Will you get a little bit uncomfortable or keep doing more of the same? And before you go into any conversation involving selling, you need to adopt that mindset that I talk about, which is, I don't need the business. what you should be thinking is, how can I help this person without expecting anything in return? Which is a bit counterintuitive, right? But then you got to think about how to build a process that then will increase the amount of yeses and decrease the frequency of those no's. So go and apply this today to your own process. And as long as you're a good person selling a decent product, this will work for you. And remember that the majority of failures are just a result of the system and not a reflection of the person. So sometimes we feel like this is all about us. The only thing is that, you know, you may mean well in what you're doing, but maybe you're doing stupid things or saying stupid things. And it happens to me all the time. The only difference is how you learn from them. When you do dumb things, do you even notice? And do you stop doing them? And when you do smart things, do you do more of those? So that's really when it comes down to process involving psychology. It's good to know this stuff, but do you do it and test it? So that's it. If you apply this lesson, I'll tell you, I guarantee your conversions will increase, your referrals will be more frequent, and your sales conversions will be more authentic conversations. Remember to share and like this stuff. Spread the good word. I put a lot of work into this stuff, and I hope that this helps you out. Maybe don't share it with your competition. And comment below on any times that maybe this has happened to you. So that's it for today. I hope this helps. Feel free to, you know, email me. Let me know if I can help you with your process. This is what I do. I help people get things done and increase those conversions. So that's it. Have a good day. We'll talk to you later.